Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Well, I'm just going to be behind the scenes, but...
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
Excellent, guys. Welcome to the show. It's a special show. We just did an episode with Chris Tyus for 10 minutes and then Theo Manhattan for 50 minutes. And now we have Cato Kaelin.
Yes,
Cato,
16 minutes.
16 minutes.
I'm actually in my 16th minute of fame. Yeah. Not 15, baby. 16th minute.
All right.
But Cato, thanks so much for doing it. Since I got the show, I've been writing you to say do the show. And you know, it's been like 4 years of phone tagging.
Has it been 4 years?
It's been a while.
Bumped into him. Maybe you don't remember. It was Norm, and we were in the parking lot.
Oh, at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
I saw someone posted actually about ask him about Norm and our fallout. There's no fallout. We just got busy in life.
Wait, so you guys had a fallout?
No. Someone put that in there. Ask him. They directed it to you.
Oh.
But, when I saw him there at the Comedy Store when you were there, life is just relationships. You go, you don't go out as much. And
sure. Yeah. Well, the one thing about Norm is he'll talk to you every day for like 6 months, and then he won't talk to you for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Actually, he called me the day you did the night at the Ice House we were performing.
Right.
To make sure that you win.
Really?
I said, yeah, I can't stuff the ballot box, but you're great. I gave you the ultimate 5 stars on everything.
You're awesome. Speaking of
Keith Reeser, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that was you. I gave you 5 stars. There you go.
But, speaking of it, because I tried to do it, I did it last night to try and win it this year, you know, and I didn't even place, but, Theo placed.
Yay.
Yeah. So
Theo, let's talk to you instead of Keith. I want to talk to winners.
Well, it's good to be here.
Well,
the real star of the show.
Do your stuff.
There you go.
But
guest spot.
Yeah, I got third place in the 2 years and under category.
Man. Oh, that's fantastic.
Did you think
amazing
that,
show.
Did you think that was a little hard judging the comedy? Because like there's so many comics and they only do like 3 minutes. It's like...
Yeah, they asked me to judge it. I don't like that because everybody's, you know, that whole, I'm a winner, so everybody's a winner.
Yeah.
It's too tough.
It's hard.
And I also think it's like in your entertainment, you uplifting, don't downlift. You got to uplift and make everybody feel great. It's like, you know, it's the same thing as when I won my Oscar. I said, please, they're all great actors. I got supporting actor for the OG thing. the best documentary, I'm in it, so I get best supporting
there
actor.
There you go.
Found it, baby. Come on.
Put
down your menu there.
Man,
I'm not going to order food. He's taking notes.
Forget
he's taking
it.
Notes on the show.
Fries.
Oliver Peoples. Come on.
Ketchup and I don't know.
Glasses.
Back waiting tables.
No, but yesterday one of the judges was Greg Dean. Do you know Greg Dean?
Nixon during the Frost debates?
I don't know.
Dean was that? Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
Was that a relationship?
No.
What is he doing at the Ice House?
Well, Greg Dean, he wrote all these how to do stand-up books, and he teaches classes at the...
So
I do the set, and I had a bad set. I'll be the first to admit it.
I don't buy that. But
so
ahead.
I had a bad set. I was very down, and he comes up to me. He's like, Keith Reyes. I was like, yeah. He's like, you were great. I was like, oh, thanks. He's like, you should take my classes. It's like, wow.
That's a hard one, you know.
That actually was first place.
Yeah.
Go to Greg Dean's classes.
Yeah, I was like,
acting.
I was like, okay. But Alan is so thrilled that you're here because
thanks a lot.
Because
thank
he was
you.
Like, when I told him you were doing it,
a
he
lot
was
about
like, yeah.
Cato, just in, because I was there when it was all happening, and I Cato had such a good sense of the time. You know, and I wanted to talk to him about how he understood the timeline of just, you know, Brentwood and that whole scene. And since I'm trying to write a thriller about L.A., it's funny because you have, you know, you know the Kardashians, and he was in the period.
Right.
You know, and that's what makes a part of who he is. You know,
you have to give Cato a part in this movie if he answers these questions.
Actually,
I would love to.
I'm trying to think of the writer's name. I stayed in touch with him, and he wrote a book called Mulholland.
Mulholland Drive.
It's a murder mystery, but it has to do with, you know, the crime, the Brentwood.
Right.
It was written up in Playboy, and so I met him at the mansion. I'm
there
dropping
you go.
Here.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah, so when I would go there, he'd always go, God, he gave me his book, and I can't think of his name. It's called Is it called Murder in Brentwood? I don't know. Someone wrote that already. Right. Anyways.
I'm sure that you must get hit up by writers.
Just girls. That's me. Come in! Hey! Whoa, what's going on? Chris Tidy wants to do another 10 minutes. Chris, get in here! Video's done.
Take Alan Lee's seat.
Yeah, I'm gone. Taking notes.
No, but yeah, I not so much hit up on, but I do. I'm doing stand up tomorrow.
Sure.
I'm emceeing a huge show at a huge charity down in Temecula.
Yeah.
Temecula. And so I have to address the elephant in the room, and I always do the quick 3 minutes. If you don't know who I am, if you know who I am, I've got to put the, as much as I hate talking OJ, but I have to put that out there because, you know, I'm not a fool. People know me from that.
Yeah. Right.
I wish it was from something else, but it's not, and I accept it, and there's nothing I can do to change it.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
you get a lot of haters.
Isn't that fun, right?
It's
love. Melissa Greenberg's show?
Yeah, Yellow Ribbon.
She hosted the contest last night.
Oh, yeah, she does it every... She hosts the comedy contest all the year. She said great things about you. Keith, not so much.
She said Keith should take Greg Dean's class.
She said...
There you go.
She actually said, I sit right behind Keith in class. No, Keith, you're great. You know that. Everybody here. It's a great show they put on.
Yeah, it was fun.
And Dante's fantastic. Rebecca, they're all... What a great thing they do. Yeah. The whole community. I'm just putting up this thing with all these comedians. Like 45 comedians. Right.
Yeah, that's a lot. But do you enjoy doing stand-up?
I enjoy more. You know, I'm on the road. I don't know if you know. I do Wizard World. And Wizard World is Comic-Con. And I travel everywhere.
Comic-Con.
And I MC on the entertainment stage while there's people from the Justice League. Captain America's there. There's all major A-list celebrities there. And then I have this main stage where I am doing America's Got Talent, basically, where I'm Tyra Banks with a very large penis. I'm doing, I've seen her.
Quite a visual.
So, and then we just, we in every city we go to, we have a booker that gets the best of that city. So we'll do a 90s band while people are getting autographs. So it's an all-entertainment theme. At the, for instance, I was just in New Orleans, and the New Orleans Convention Center is 1 mile long.
Yeah.
That's it. They have like 10 conventions going in, but ours was the biggest there. So the stage has, so we have the best juggler, the best, we have magic shows. So it's continuous while, like, if you're there, Keith, you'll go, oh, let's see what's at the entertainment stage. Okay, now let's meet Jason Momoa, the Aquaman, and let's get autographs.
Yeah.
So it's an all-inclusive.
Sure.
It's so much fun, and I love meeting people in these cities because I feel like when you're in L.A., I love L.A., but it's jaded.
Mm-hmm.
It's jaded for me. I don't know.
It's jaded.
But sometimes, you know, people are, like I said, I accept who I am and I got famous from a horrible situation.
And you do.
Nothing I can do, so people go, oh, screw that guy. Or a lot of people also like me, too.
And you're such a nice guy.
I feel like I'm from Wisconsin.
And
I was
there you go.
Six, four brothers, two sisters, just... Very, very, very loving family. As a matter of fact, when I moved to California, I didn't even know really, never saw a divorce, what it was. Right? It's very, very different there.
Right.
I mean, it's obviously
I
that
love
was
you
in
said
19,
that.
Yeah. Like 1984. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this is so different. I love LA, but it's very,
me too.
It's
I'm from
so
Texas,
homey
and I
to
did,
have
exactly.
the state of
See,
Wisconsin.
Well, if you're from here, you don't, you guys that, you know, they're native Los Angelinos, okay, and we're transplants, but we become Angelinos, we still have a little filter.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I follow the satellite. I still watch all Wisconsin TV. I mean, I watch everything, but I still
that's great.
I was just back, and I was blessed enough. I just shot all these commercials there. So when I go back there,
yeah,
they're law commercials. Thank you. Well, go
law commercials. I love that. Yeah,
so we do these commercials, and then when I go back there. It's nothing like it from the Packers to the Brewers. They're all in, I embrace them and I follow them and I'm very very adamant about God, this team sucks or I'm so into sports that because I was raised that way. Because when it's cold, you watch TV there.
Yeah,
very different.
You were talking about how what you're famous for. When I was a kid, that whole trial happened, and I remember like I was 6 or 7, and I remember my parents would watch the trial on TV, and. I don't know what's going on, you know what I mean, because I'm so young. I was like, when's that long-haired blonde guy coming back? Like your hairstyle was like my,
Years
short. Do you ever get stories like that?
Oh, my God. I hear that all the time.
Oh, do you?
Well, we're 6 or 7 years. It's a great story. I'm a name drop, but Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings and all these movies. We did some event, but I'm riding on the bus, and this was the greatest thing I've ever heard. He said when he was with his kids, they kept going, because he was watching. Yeah. He was going, Daddy, when's the long-haired guy coming on? So, Daddy, I let that Kato something. Yeah. Sean said that he goes, my kids just gravitated towards you. And so when I do these Wizard World shows, it's a lot of kids dressed as Captain America or Spider-Man and, Iron Man. They're all dressed as these characters. And at every night we do a special kids contest, and that's my favorite part of the show, making the kids believe that they're the character, and the parents go gaga, they go crazy filming that, and it's jam-packed, and the kids, I say, do your best Deadpool, and they're laying on the stage. There's nothing like it, I'm glad you said that at 6-7, because I think the generation is now, you are it. So.
Yeah, but I mean, I just because I had long hair too, you know what I mean, so it wasn't as long as yours was, but like...
When you're 6 or 7?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
You're rocking there.
Yeah, so I was like...
Forget comedy, get to band. Fantastic.
Yeah, I remember, I was like, I want to be that, like the guy on Fox every day, the guy
styling.
Yeah.
And I never, it's funny because obviously everything was doing magazine shoots or doing whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
You don't want to, and people come up to you and say, I'll give you money to wear a shirt, or they'll give you money if you do your hair here and all that. So all these things I never would do, because then it would make me look like, oh, I'm really capitalizing. That's the last thing I want to do. But people still thought, oh, he's capitalizing. I didn't. I was just me, I swear to you.
People really do that to you? They offer you money for that?
That's awesome.
I think it's very
good. Or you get perks of getting if you wanted to get your hair cut or something like that. And I was like, nah, I can't do this.
You're so nice.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Everybody's out there going, I wonder when the next murder trial will be.
Ouch.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Dark humor.
Yeah.
And that's Los Angeles.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, though. I mean, I really think this entire nation was just so immune to death, and this nothing can surprise you anymore with shooting. The OJ thing is 23 years ago, and you're look at everything that's happened from the bombings and school shootings. It's really bad.
Now, do you think if the OJ thing happened during this time, do you think it would be a big deal like it was back then?
I think so. There's nothing that's ever happened like that. First of its kind.
Thank you for saying that.
It's a Shakespearean.
I was going to make a note of that, because how many times do we actually have a celebrity murder somebody or be completely a suspect in a murder of that type? If you look through the books, it's all the stars that you say, it's not that many.
And it's also during the hours of soap opera, so it became a TV soap opera. To people, I was a character.
Yeah.
Spicoli, but I was a character. Yeah. From Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I was like,
there you go.
This character, Kato, who is this? So
the long hair.
Like. Yeah, yeah.
But it's like an urban, weird Hollywood thing, and it's bigger than life.
Yeah.
So that's it. And then it was the first televised, and all the elements kind of were the stars aligned for something like that to happen.
Thank
and
you.
Now you see, don't televise them anymore all those things that kind of happened with it.
A comic last night actually did a joke about OJ, how they were so shocked because he was such a great comic actor from the movies, and I was thinking, all the movies he did were terrible.
Yeah, he was making a joke, wasn't he?
So I was like...
All the Naked Guns. The Naked Guns are naked, funny, but he was gun. Not...
But I was like...
Leslie Nielsen was the star.
OJ was just the guy who was like... He was like his detective buddy, right?
The Hertz.
He's Nordberg.
Yeah.
But it wasn't funny.
I was like, that joke makes no sense, because... He was a terrible actor in those movies. It's not like Kareem in Airplane, you know what I mean?
Same guys did those. From Milwaukee.
Is that interesting, Wisconsin? Well,
the Zucker brothers.
The Zuckers. I went to high school. Zuckers went to, I'm very much in touch with David. Zucker and I are buddies. And, that's why I got basketball, but just a little scene. But David, I have my Sports Haters TV show. It's on Dish. David did that show, and the story, the unbelievable stories he has. And, he went to Shoreward. He's older than me, but it's just a mile away from where we live from each other. And so meeting him, because I adore the Zuckers and Jim Abrams, they started the Kentucky Fried Movie up at University of Wisconsin-Madison. So it all started that way with the comedy of Airplane nowadays, and now what's developed in different comedies.
It's totally different style.
As a matter of fact, Dumb and Dumber.
You read?
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, I was really close to getting something Dumb and Dumber. I tested for it and everything, and then the murders happened that week, and my life stopped.
Wow.
But the Farrelly brothers, I end up meeting one of the Farrellys at the Super Bowl and had one of the best times at dinner with him. But when they did Dumb and Dumber, they called David to get tips on how to direct.
Right. Oh, so really?
It's interesting.
Just, yeah.
Wow.
Because
wow.
that was sort of like Airplane, the Dumb and Dumber in 94 was sort of that new genre of, you know, Jim Carrey and...
Yeah.
The
right.
slapstick.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But now that's like, with all what's going on with all the allegations, like that Hollywood wants to stay away from humor like that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's funny with all the Harvey Weinstein stuff. That's like another reality show, you know.
Weinstein, also, there's... Think about with... every time there's a story that comes out, you don't know, you know, whatever fake news is and all that, but then you see that Jim Carrey was he's being sued for an investigation for the, someone he was dating, and then you look at all these I could go on. I'm trying to think of other things that are going on with an actor that all
it's
these
just
allegations
the hearsay,
keep coming up.
Right. Yeah.
It's really bizarre. It's like, what do you say?
Yeah.
How do you post? I got to be... That's what the social media...
Because everything could haunt you, too.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's that whole...
And in text form, too, I've had many relationships break up because of a text. A text is not...
A breakup.
You cannot... people can't interpret a text from how you would say a joke.
Thank you.
And that blows... I get so many arguments. Oh, you didn't get... there's a pause. Take a beat.
Yeah.
You got a text in screenplay form.
Same exact with me, because, I mean, we follow each other on Twitter. Yeah. Sometimes, like, when I post something, and people will be like, oh, that's too depressing. I was like, oh, no, that's a joke. Like, I don't know how to tell when I am sad when I'm trying to be funny. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's like, I think maybe I should just quit all social media, because the texting form is just like...
Yeah, I think there's a... I don't know what's going on, but there's something with the Facebook. I know we're on Facebook Live, but there's something bizarre going on. I don't know what it is, because it seems like in the last 2 months, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, it's 90% really negative things are being...
Yes.
So I don't know if this is like... Mm-hmm. You don't know what to believe. I mean, negative. And I noticed from 6 months ago...
It's all positive.
I would get like 600 or whatever would go on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now it's like, no, I go, this is really bizarre. I'm not getting anything on Facebook. And I'm like, something happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
And it's like, did we oversleep on what happened?
Yes.
Like, did I miss
took
this?
The night off.
And what's going on? Is there something with Facebook now? They can put you in like a Facebook jail? I see people posting jokes.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
If you like curse too much on a status or, you know, if you say like...
Get like a...
Like something it's really bad about a political figure or something, which is weird because everyone is doing that.
And by the way, we should put props to Theo for just filming this thing on a Steadicam.
Oh, that's great.
He's
just look at
amazing.
That.
Look,
it's just wow.
His camera work is amazing.
Thank you, Theo. Great job.
Well,
I'm gonna have a dolly in here too.
Yeah, I love that.
Spin around.
The reason why we're doing the Facebook Live is because the director of the show, you know, he's like, "You should probably do Facebook Live. Get those numbers up, man." And I was like, "So, like, everything's about number." I was like, "I just want to talk because I do the podcast to like." Because, like, when I'm down, I like to listen to people I like and admire, and, you know, it cheers me up.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's about relaxing.
Ah.
I guess that was relaxing music.
Yeah. There you go. Isn't that a wonderful,
Liberace
like,
just walked in.
But do you ever do that? Because, like, some people will listen to music when they're, like, sleep to try and sleep. I listen to, like, talk podcasts.
I actually have the terrible sleep habits, and sleep habits are kind of ruining my life. And I travel a lot. These time zones are horrendous for me. So I bought the app that plays the ocean music.
Oh,
the whole
does that work?
Yeah, it kind of works. Yeah. It does work. And when you get sleep deprivation, which I have, it's
not
really incredibly tough for me because I like to work out in the morning.
Yeah.
So if I do like Cleveland next week, I go, and then it's a 3-hour time difference, and they book all the morning radio
stuff.
TV I do. So, and I'm not complaining, but it's 6 a.m., which is 3 a.m. Yeah. I work up, so it's 1 a.m. to do a quick workout, you get picked up, and you do a show, and then you are on stage like 8 to 9 hours.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much a wipeout after the 3 or 4 day event.
Yeah.
And you got to really be up.
Because that's what they want, you know. And you're like,
Which I love. And it's
But you're an up guy anyway.
Yeah,
like, I've never seen you be mean to anybody.
I hate mean.
Yeah.
Very positive.
You're so nice to everybody.
I honestly believe in this. And my parents have passed away. But I'll tell you, I always say this. I rarely saw my mom and dad really, like, argue or fight.
Oh,
but if
so
they
lucky.
Ever did, I never not saw them of coming up and hugging and, everything's better now, a big kiss. So I think when you're raising, you see it all the time. sort of nice. Like, okay, that's my being too.
Nice. Yeah. I like that.
That's not corny. It's really sweet. And that's what
it's
I really
true.
Like being back when I go back to visit there.
Yeah.
It's that feeling.
That's so nice.
Have you guys been to there? Milwaukee?
No.
It's a bar town. And you go, people, sure. They don't care who you are. They'll go like, hey, come on, let's have a beer. Even if you don't drink, come on, let's have something to eat. And it's all about that.
Isn't it all about cheese too?
What's that?
I'm a Minnesotan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I go to Minnesota a lot.
Yeah.
Are you from Minneapolis?
An hour and a half south of Minneapolis, Rochester.
I'm sure one of your friends and our friends is Nick Swartzen. Big
yeah.
Swartzen.
Oh, I love
Nick.
Nick
is definitely, he's a St. Paul guy.
Yeah. But Wisconsin has a lot of cheese, right?
They do have a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
It's the dairy state. Come on.
Yeah, because my biological dad lives up there, and I visited him once, and he's like, hey, let's go to this restaurant. They have good cheese.
I was like, what? All different type of cheese.
Yeah, I just thought that was just so random. Like, and then like we'd go to get dessert. He'd be like, oh, this place has dessert. They have the best apple pie, and they have good cheese on the pie.
Like, cheese on the pie. They do that also. Yeah. Actually, surprising, they didn't take you out for custard. That's right. It's a big custard steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the frozen custard. It's huge. By the way, the weight, it's very much. When a girl breaks her water, it's actually gravy. It's they're much bigger there, which is great. So I'm pregnant. Hey, what's going on? 17 and pregnant. This is not even my joke. It's my joke now.
Yeah.
It's a joke. It's true there. It's the eating is a sport. The exercise is chewing. And I mean, God, I got to write this stuff down. I'm on fire.
Take Alan's menu thing.
Yeah, it's no onions. I hate allergic onions. But having said that, it's just a great, 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 great friendly state.
You know, there's an article, a book about Denmark, where they talk exactly about what you're talking about. They say that people are very happy in Denmark because they have this cozy thing in the winter. And they relate to people just like you're talking about. And that the whole country is supposedly happier than other people.
Yeah, I don't know about those countries. Only because
but I wonder.
All dark.
Yeah,
Denmark, it's
they
like,
have to be
my
cozy.
God, it's dark for 4 months. I'm sorry.
So they have to be friendly and cozy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. It's like Vegas. Monday, we're dark. Oh, no, I'm depressed. They're Monday dark for 4 months.
Kato, I have a question about the series because I just want to know your opinion on it. The People versus OJ.
The FX series.
Yeah, FX series.
Oh, interesting.
I know everything I know from the trial basically just from that series, and I don't think it was all 100% true, you know?
Yeah. No,
but what do you think about John Travolta? He sounded like he kind of acted, like overacted, and then he kind of like just, like, was that, like...
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I was like...
It was, I don't know why he's casted Robert Shapiro, but then again, I think he was a producer on the film, so
I
thought he had his pick.
But do you think it was a little weird?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys know. I wrote articles on it on the New York Daily News.
Oh,
it started as one article, became 10 because they liked it. So I think the I even said after seeing the first 3 episodes, because I had the screeners, I said, it's too much Cato for Cato. Because they were putting scenes in, I'm not even in.
Right.
But they were all, and Travolta, you know, I commented about Cuba Gooding as OJ, and I didn't mean all that, but then I saw that he said something about me on this is like when it was airing on an Entertainment Tonight or whatever, about my comments about it, but I was in that, so my opinion was what I saw.
It was real,
yeah, and I thought
I would have recast a Cuba if I was like
OJ had his head was like a planet.
Yeah,
I mean, NASA could do orbits around. He had this huge head, not that you know, Kubo's going to make his head bigger for this role.
Right.
You know, he's an actor. He can become that role.
Sure.
I mean, he's fine. He was, you know, the standouts, though, were Courtney Vance and Sarah Paulson.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But Travolta was, I don't think he was a strong link in it.
Okay, so it wasn't just a me thing.
I think a lot of people thought he was just...
Okay, excellent. Because, I love John Travolta, but I know him from Greece, and when I'm seeing him, trying to...
Greece, go out more. Greece. Greece is actually during the trial. My God, you were 6 or 7. Greece.
So, I'm thinking he was so good in Greece, and now he looks so old and fat, and I don't know.
You should have said a Barbarino. Welcome back, Cotter.
Welcome back, Cotter.
I love him too and all that, but I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Because Robert Shapiro didn't he didn't come across as Robert Shapiro, but you know, that one, it was nominated for like 17 Emmys and won 8, I think. It's they know what they're doing. And Ryan Murphy, who did that, is now doing the Versace one.
Yeah.
Ooh. And
do you think they'll do the sequel to the series?
To the OJ?
Yeah.
You mean the robbery in Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah. Vegas, yeah. Part 2.
Yeah.
In jail for robbing insurance.
O.J. Simpson writes this book. Can you imagine? He writes a book called If I Did It. It was back in the day. Remember when you get that? I was like, are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. Someone what a title. If I Did It.
Yeah.
Said he never wrote a book before, but he sold the story to 12 people. I'm kidding.
Whoa.
He bought me. Hey, it is Facebook Live.
My God.
No,
what about the guy who played you?
Billy Magnuson. He was more than kind in an interview he did. He didn't want to meet, which I don't know. I mean, if you're an actor, I think no matter what you want to meet, whether you want your opinion, but he had his choice made. Mm-hmm. He didn't want it to influence his choice. And then he came on some interview with People Magazine or online. He was saying all these great things, like, oh my God, I love this guy. Yeah. And I have a clothing line called Slacker, mm-hmm. slackerwear.com.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's, you know, men's robes and all the pants, the sweatpants come with a TV remote pocket, so you never lose it.
Oh, cool.
And so he bought everybody, cast and crew, wardrobes.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I know. I was like, wow, that guy is
tough. Even John Travolta got one.
XL. According to you, I love John.
A little bit of a large.
He's got a six-pack stomach. Says Budweiser. No, he's got six. I like John. I love John. He's
nice
great
guy.
But when I found out,
is there any castings going? I love John Travolta. He's fantastic. I got a friend writing a book about Brentwood.
There you go. I'm fantastic.
It's your cue, Alan.
There you go.
Yeah. Kato, is there an effects series that you would want to see? Like what do you think should be next after Versace?
I've got to kind of.
Is that a question we got?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Somebody's asking about the.
You know, I think you got to go back and look at all the whatever huge crimes that kind of changed everything. Like,
right.
You know, Timothy McVeigh probably.
McVeigh's another one.
It's sort of like one of these things let's go through his mind. The Unabomber. There's so many different. There. You look at these people. They all have their life that's going on. And the interesting thing is what was the trigger or what happened with these people? So there's, believe me, there's enough. The number one genre on TV is true crime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True crime is all about.
True crime is.
Knocking on wood now. I wrote something and it's now being looked at, and it's called Wrong Place, Wrong Time, where you're on the sidelines of crime, of how someone's life can change by having nothing to do with an ancillary things happen, and
just
it's
carried
looking inside, and you're like
you're carried away.
Yeah, you're on the sidelines of crime, and then I would go to those cities, the people that it happened to, from an Amber Frey, let's say, from the Scott Peterson, to whoever, you know. There's people whose life have changed. Some actually became heroes. So it's really interesting, I think, and people are fascinated by true crime. That's why there's just so much of it on from these detective shows, NCIS, or then the real ones on Discovery Channel, and then there's 48 Hours. It's just so much.
I mean, everyone secretly is a detective, you know. They're wondering about their coworkers and
With BTL, the guy buying torture, that would be BTK.
BTK.
I always said that. It's not a joke, but I always said never
Bachman
give.
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
What was it called? Bind, torture, kill. Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, and that was the media. When you label someone, it's like they're going to just go in these directions because
it gets in their head.
It's like, okay, I'm going to be the KFC killer. I'll kill someone and put them in a bucket.
Yeah.
Or the RSVP killer.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you, but I'll give you a later date.
Yeah, thank you, director. Thank you for the direction. I needed
it. It could go. The ADD killer, he's killing you. He forgets about it. Yeah. I don't know. Don't label these people.
It's like just the Craigslist killer. Alpha. You guys are giving me an idea.
There was a guy on the Craigslist.
Yeah.
I always thought that. Can you imagine all these serial killers that are out there? This is just a joke. You guys can tell me it's funny. Can you imagine a serial killer conference at some hotel? Because I go to the conference, it's like, hey, has anybody seen Bill, the concierge? Anybody? I see you. What's going on here? I go, why does Keith have 15 Domino shirts in his room? He's got 15 Domino pizza shirts in his room.
Is missing.
The Domino killer, what he is.
A serial killer conference. You got to be there.
That would be fun.
Oh, wow.
I think it's funny because I like the dark jokes,
dark
you know?
Sitcom.
But I could see how it could be like.
keep in mind, podcast and radio, Pope. These are
just jokes.
Please, yeah. Kidding.
But it is kind of people. The media. The media actually. The media is responsible for almost everything. No. That goes, you know, back then we didn't really have that so much social media in 94, but you look at now.
But it, now it's like too much.
Addiction. Well, yeah, and it influences people at a certain age. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the shootings that happened, can you imagine the kids or the bullying and whatever goes on? Yeah. And if you're not, have a good base in your body of, it's nothing. Sticks and stones will break my bones. Names will never hurt me. But that's no longer true, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think names is obviously are really hurting people. Yeah. And well, there's revenge.
Well, the school shootings really get to me because, you know, there's school shootings all the time. Mm-hmm. And only certain of them hit the news. You know what I mean? Like the big ones. And the ones that do hit the news, they find out that there's a form of autism with the shooter. So then the media labels, you know, people with autism as people who have, and I have autism, and it's like, that's totally not true at all, you know, it's just a coincidence.
Right.
So, like, it really does hurt my feelings when, you know, people make shooting jokes like, oh, he's autistic, you know, don't give him a gun, you know what I mean? It's like, it's
and,
just...
And there's different different complete forms of autism.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, there's, I don't know, is it, you would know, but autism...
There's, like, seven forms of it.
Yeah, and there's the... Isn't it like the accountant with Ben Affleck? That was what he created to.
He had a form of autism and Asperger's. Yeah,
yeah.
And that was a great movie.
Yeah, I loved it too.
Yeah,
and so it's, let me ask you a question about that too, because I was just in a city with this wonderful woman whose son was autistic, but to a degree where there's no talking and he's
not verbal.
Developing and not developing.
How old was the son?
Like is not. Past a four-year-old level or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's nine or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know what level that is, but he's autistic, she said. And so what happened in your case?
And
what is
like,
I mean, talking to you, obviously, unless you say it to me or someone doesn't know, no one knows. You're just a regular dude.
Well, when I was growing up, I was like that kid. I was very nonverbal, you know, and I always got made fun of. But I was quiet. I was like Ben Affleck, you know, quiet, just, you know, staying, doing the work and stuff. But I always got made fun of for not being able to catch up and, you know, go to parties and all that stuff. And I, like, and honestly, stand-up comedy saved me because I went to an open mic. I remember thinking, I was like, why is everyone making fun of me? Am I funny or something? So I did an open mic and I won joke of the night. And that's how I got comedy. So, and the more I did it, the more verbal I became. You know, and that, like, comedy's really made me a verbal person.
So that could actually, you think that could actually get rid of it?
Or well, it won't get rid of it because there's still some times where I'm, like, very awkward and stuff, but it will definitely help and help me, you know.
And you took medication. Is there medicines for that?
No,
you,
I don't. You don't I don't. I mean, I take, medicine for depression, but I don't take, you know, any medicine for that. You know, I don't think.
I don't know why, because you don't seem like you can be depressed either.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's like
sure, you can't.
Yeah. But so comedy saved me. Yeah, it's definitely.
Talk about Theo.
I'm so depressed.
Yeah. Theo is taking something.
But no, but like that would be my advice: is have the kid find something that they really enjoy, and it'll help them.
It's
you know,
in the city, the mom is just pure loving. So I know that they're doing everything to on this, and
so. But I mean, it is sad, and but it's also beautiful too.
Yeah, and did you realize it at what age, or your parents realize it at a certain age for you?
I was diagnosed on March 10th, 1999. I remember that date because
my birthday is March 9th.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I know that. But I remember that date because that was the day the Los Angeles Lakers traded Eddie Jones for Glenn Rice, and I was so sad because Eddie Jones was my favorite player. And my dad's like, oh, it's okay, you know, Asperger's, it's normal. I was like, no, the Lakers traded Eddie Jones.
that was it.
it devastated me.
To like Charlotte or something, right?
To the Charlotte Hornets.
But then again, Glenn Rice had a great career, I think.
But Eddie Jones was better.
Was he?
Did he do anything? Yeah, he was with Eddie Jones, Shaq, and Kobe. That would have brought way. And then if you got Phil Jackson the following year. Jones was way faster. He was a better defender, but you know, than Rice was. Rice was injured too.
Yeah, he knows the stuff.
So
I mean, follow the Milwaukee Bucks. So,
yeah.
You know.
Who was your favorite Milwaukee Bucks player?
Now or now the Greek Freak obviously is fantastic. I think. But my.
Did you like Ray Allen?
I loved Ray Allen, but I loved you don't remember this, it's older, Brian Winters went to UCLA. Mm-hmm. So he was sort of that hip guy with the cool hair, like this male model shooting threes and yeah. just amazing player. So I think growing up, and I went to a lot of the games when I was living in Milwaukee, so I saw that. And then I got the satellite dish and watch him now. So the Greek Freak. And but I like I said, I'm too. Very, very, very tough on the sports there. I said, Jason Kidd, I said, this guy is awful. Get rid of him. And
really?
I
you don't like him as a coach?
Oh, he's fired. He should have been fired
he
two
got
years
fired?
Ago.
Yeah. When?
Like a month ago.
Oh, I haven't been following this.
Yeah. Week. Well, you got to. I follow Milwaukee. Yeah. So, and then I very much the Badgers have two guys in. They're done. And it's just all depressing stuff. When I go through a depression.
Yeah.
Like, if the Packers lose, I don't know if I go through a Sunday I can't be around people because I'm at my ugliest and I really don't want to have that side of people knowing that I'm really I hate it that a sport can take over my life of just seeing it. I go, oh my God, I got to wait another year now and you got to wait another year. It's like
me and the Jets.
You're passionate about it.
So yeah, yeah. Just, I wish, and I have this passion. I can't get rid of it, which is good and bad.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like me and the Jets, you know. It's like they're never going to win. It's like
actually they will. I don't know when. Yeah.
Theo and I are just into wrestling.
Yeah,
I'm a Vikings fan.
There you go.
Well, you guys, there you go.
We got soaked. That was another one. Next year, that was a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys actually were lucky to get that far with that last second pass. So, and it was
Minneapolis miracle.
Yeah. So it kind of went in your favor for that at that time, but it was just Philadelphia's turn.
Right. Yep.
It's just, stars are aligned.
I was thinking of a great idea for a sitcom with you and me. All right, I'm going to pitch it to you.
Okay.
All right.
I love it.
All right.
You don't talk and I talk?
Exactly. But here's the thing. So, Cato, you're the celebrity and you need a new assistant, right? Mm-hmm. So you hire an assistant, but you want to hire, like, through job companies that hire autistic people, you know, because you want to do good and you want to bring out your great image, you know, stuff like that. So you hire me. And I just totally ruin your life by accident.
I think it starts off by me having a typo and it says artistic.
Yeah, exactly.
And I go, wait a minute. Yeah. And then I start hiring these girls in bikinis going, really not artistic, but I like it. And then you come in as saying, no, I'm autistic. I said, I don't care. These girls can't even type.
There you go. Exactly.
Let's get you and ruin my life. I love
I like
it.
This. Yeah. I like this. Already.
And then like people will be like, you know, they'll like, because, you know, we both have blonde hair and stuff, you know. They'll be like, Cato, did you gain weight? I was like, oh, he's over there.
Nah. Start writing it.
Yeah, let's do it. And we could film a pilot. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who to pitch it to, but I mean, I think it would be really funny.
Yeah, I love it. Growing up as a kid just watching TV, I just said to myself, I said, the only thing I want to do in life is be a game show host.
Yeah.
I want to be a game show host. I just want to have happy around me all the time. Nice. Everybody, you make them better. When they walk in, they win a gift. Everybody's so happy.
Yeah.
They want to, you know, they have these game shows, and now Ellen's got a show, Steve Harvey.
Right.
But you got to have these big names to get it. But I really think there's a...
You could definitely do a game show.
Oh, yeah. You know, so much stuff happening right now. Who knows? When you sign NDAs, you can't say it, which I
can't. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
So all these, I've got like 3 NDAs signed. I'm like, oh, I just want to talk to people about these things. So, but you can't because you can get sued. And it costs money.
When Norm did the show, we asked him about his book, and he was like kind of hesitated, like he didn't know if he could say it. And he's like, well, no one's probably listening. So
did he say it?
He said when it was going to come out, yeah. But I mean,
it's out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a great book, yeah.
Yeah. Who published it?
I have no idea. Harper, I think. Harper.
Oh, wow. It's
Collins.
Big time.
Yeah. But it was
someone asked me if I would accept an advance from HarperCollins, and I said, I'm not gay, but is he cute? Hey, I'm trying these out tomorrow. I'm trying these tomorrow.
There you go.
I'm doing a show tonight in Huntington. You should come and try them out tonight.
I would love to do that, but I have got about 15 things I've got to do today before tomorrow. Uh-huh. Actually, it's funny. I don't know how you prep for the comedy stuff that I've been to, you know, it's like when you host, it's so much better than for me.
Right.
Because, not so much because I can pass the baton and get someone else if something bombs, but I get to be on stage to just have fun with the people and talk to them, and that's what I really want to be. It's not so much. I mean, I write probably something every day, and yesterday I said, okay, I'm going to try all these things, about 7 pages of, like, jokes, and I thought, oh, this is kind of funny. And I always got to do the OJ stuff in the beginning, and I don't want to lose, because I got to tell people who I am.
Yeah,
and
I think
if they tell me, if they say Cato's hosting, so I see it's, you know, all over social media, you have to address that. So I do, and then I can break into the jokes that they like that. Because, you know, I do
it's
the whole
a cool
Kim Kardashian.
Hook. It's a cool hook.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
an automatic deal for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always kind of say, I know when you're thinking comedy, everybody thinks, if you think comedy, think Cato Kaelin, or think Double Homicide. It's not one of the jokes I do, but people are thinking. It's really tough. It's when you're with certain comics that if you're at a show and that comic before you knows you're there, and it's happened
they just
destroy me before I go up. Oh no, it's happened like five, and I almost want to cry because I don't know you, and they say some really, really mean things, like sort of like that joke.
Yeah,
of that, it's like, oh God, no.
Sure.
And so already got the audience kind of like, oh, we hate Cato or whatever, but you got to go up there and just see Cato.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I've got the only competition is really myself. And I really, really support everybody in the arts. Anybody does comedy. I really wish, never wish ill will on anybody. I don't think I ever have.
That's so cool.
I'm always supportive. Yeah. And it's like, so when someone, one comedian that recently passed away who I love and all that, he destroyed me one day. And I was just, I couldn't, for that day, it was like, oh no, why is he saying these terrible things about me? But,
I think people would do it in the moment to be funny, because I know how that felt. Like, I wasn't a witness on it, you know. But with my Asperger's, like, people know me as the autistic comedian. Like, there's nothing I could change about that because I have autism and I talk about it in my act. But, you know, I know the feeling of, like, when people will try and make autistic jokes, you know, to have, especially before, they'll be like, tell jokes to. So when I go up, I have nothing to tell them who I am, you know, and like it's like, okay,
yeah,
but you already got that mindset that they are, like I said, shooters or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but for you, in my opinion, like when I saw you performing and all that, I just think, and I see the crowd around it, no matter what, you can feel the best part about you going up there. I know you got to feel everybody's like acceptance. I love this guy.
Sure.
I don't think anybody would ever have you go on stage and not and make fun or anything.
Yeah,
and I think that's sort of in your favor, not having Asperger, but what is it called?
Asperger's.
Asperger. It's like a cheese out of Wisconsin.
Yeah. I think the guy was from Wisconsin.
That's give me some Asperger. Can I get the sharp Asperger, please? Isn't it not like, I'm from there. It's like all these Asperger. Yeah, Asperger, two of them now.
The guy was a doctor. His name was Hans, actually. The guy who like made Asperger's, his first name was Hans.
Hans
Asperger.
Yeah.
Hans Asperger.
Yeah. Because that's Spicoli was Mr. Hand.
Yeah. I think he was like Russian or something, but his very first name was Hans, and like
he discovered it.
Yeah, like he diagnosed it, and yeah, he made it a medical term and all that stuff. So Hans Asperger. Yeah. So, but it's kind of funny that his first name was Hans.
Hans is hysterical.
Yeah.
Hans sounds like a better one for the name of it. Hans.
Yeah. Call I got
it.
Hans.
I got what's that thing? I got ouch.
Yeah, I got Hans.
Ouch. That's the name of my thing. Ouch. God darn it. I can't remember Einspeicher. Just call it ouch. Or hey. Or
I got,
win it.
I got Cato.
I got Cato on that one. I like that. Yeah, Hans. That's a great one in Germany. It's a collector's item.
But like that, I mean, whenever I see you, you know, you're always so positive, and you bring a lot of joy to people. So that's one of the great things about you.
I love that. Thanks so much. And I hope so, because that's what I want to bring to people. I always think, you know, you do the thing, you always go to a place, you want to leave it better. So I feel
beautiful.
Like
that's a great
goal, even if I'm bombing.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, the best thing about having Asperger's is you can't tell when you're bombing. You just can tell when everyone tells you you sucked. Like Greg Dean, take my classes.
Take more classes at the end. Well, he said you're really good. Take my classes.
I think he's just trying to sell me, and I didn't want to like brag or say, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I opened for Norm and Jeremy Hotz. I don't need to take your classes.
Oh my God!
And he says, let me get Norm's number.
Oh, you know, like, that's a lot of people would do.
Are you opening? Do you go to Vegas to open ever?
I did Vegas with him in January.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so. He's rough in Vegas, because like he kills it, and then he's like, all right, let's go to the casino. I'm sure.
I've been to Vegas many times at Norm.
Yeah. And the gambling again on the horse races. He likes the horse races.
Oh, really?
The horses. Wow.
So
Yep, no, but gambling's bad. I play poker every gambling is not a winning. Oh boy, I hate it.
Do you like doing golf tournaments for celebrity golf tournaments?
Yeah, I do about five. I've emceed about every year. I emcee about three of them. So yeah. I love going to the golf. And the one I'm going to April 26th and 7th is the greatest one ever. It's for Bill Murray. So it's the Bill Murray golf tournament. It's the slam dunk best one ever.
The best one?
Best one I've been to. It's just so much fun. It's at St. Augustine. If you don't golf, that's the Golf Hall of Fame. They put you up at the greatest places, and they just take care of you for four days there.
Yeah.
And it's you don't sleep. And that the only bad thing is the 3-hour difference again. You do not sleep.
Yeah.
It's continuous events. I mean, you kind of have your own agenda, but you have to go to the golf event, obviously. But it's fun. And there's 9 Murray brothers.
Yeah, because my uncle, he's actually my adopted uncle. He's not my blood-related uncle. But he has a celebrity golf tournament every year, you know, and I go volunteer every year. And it's like everyone loves golfing, and they play with the celebrities. But they pay, like, sometimes $5,000, $10,000 just to play with the celebrity.
Always, yeah. That's how they make the money for the charity.
Yeah. And then, you know, they're playing with a football player, and you don't even know who they are, you know, like, because I don't know football.
Yeah.
But, like, I have a lot of whole funny golf stories over the celebrities are, like, you know, trying to make them better golfers.
Yeah. I meet the football guys too. I go, you look so familiar. You put a helmet on. Oh yeah. Yeah. I know who you are. You're the 62. Number 62.
Packers. Yeah. You ruined my night last week.
Yeah. The events are. I go and I usually bring. If I'm in a relationship, I bring the girl I'm with. But otherwise, no. I bring a buddy, and we just the entire time laugh and just have the best time of our life.
Well, you should do the Patrick Warburton one next year.
I think that's in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
I think I've called for Patrick.
Yeah.
He does. I do the St. Jude. He's part of the St. Jude one. They do one in. I don't know the name of the course. It's up at Simi Valley or something. But
yeah.
Great. That's a
that's the one I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah. So I've done that a few times.
Yeah, Patrick's is my stepdad's best friend. So, like, growing up, we've always called him Uncle Pat. And when he did the golf tournament, like, I was like, oh, this is cool. And you would be great on it.
He did the...
He's trying to pitch you to get you on it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like my show.
You can caddy. You can,
I'm bad at pitching.
Our new show is, you're my caddy.
There you go.
I just missed that hole-in-one by 6 strokes.
Have you ever got a hole-in-one?
Yeah, one time.
Oh, yeah?
I was actually with... The guy I was with is on Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's Jeffrey Brian Davis. Jeff Davis. I don't know who Jeff. But I did a... At DeBell.
Right.
At DeBell in Burbank. We're goofing off. We golf every so often together. He's great, funny guy. And then I became good friends with Ryan Stiles. And Ryan has his own golf tournament up in Bellingham, Washington. And that one is slam dunk fun. It's just you get great people. It's just a lot of fun, and everybody wants to have fun.
Have you ever won a car on the hole in one?
No.
Like, they do those contests.
Yeah, I've never.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, because, like, one year, I was volunteering, and this guy, Dr. Gadget, have you ever heard of him?
Is that an actor?
No, he's like he was the celebrity. His name was Dr. Gadget.
I mean, I thought there was a cartoon.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, but his name was Dr. Gadget. Well, anyways, I said, okay, if you get a hole-in-one, you get the free car, because that was the prize, but the celebrities don't get the car. But, like, I've never heard of them, so I didn't do it. You know, so, like, and, like, I'm wearing a shirt that says staff, you know, so, like, it seems like I can do this stuff. So he hits it, and the ball was, like, so close, and I'm thinking, don't go in, because I don't know if I could approve this, you know? And it was, like, literally, like, there's the hole, there's the ball.
You've got to
be
kidding me.
I was like, oh, thank God.
The tournament, I did see, I did a guy by the name of Tony Siragusa. You know the Goose?
Yeah.
Goose played for the Ravens Super Bowl year. Anyways, he has a tournament with Dan Marino, and just every like, big football name came. A lot of celebrities on the East Coast. So we're at Foxwoods Casino at the golfing at their golf tournament. Goose hits a ball, hits a tree. It's raining outside. Hits a tree, hits another tree, and I'm not kidding. He rolls in the hole. He wins the Hummer and $100,000, but it's his charity.
Wow.
So he just gave it right back. But he actually hit the hole in one.
Yeah.
So you say
hit two trees. I'm not kidding. It was pouring rain. It's when you go to the East Coast sometimes, you get the summer rain, and you're like, oh, God, we're going to golf in the rain. But It's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for the kids. It's for the kids.
That's what they all say. It's for the kids.
It's for the kids here.
So, okay, before we head out, do you have anything coming up that you want to promote?
If anybody's coming out tomorrow, I'm at the in Temecula. Oh, God. It's on Facebook. Go to Cato Kalen.
It's with Rocky Osborne. I know
Rocky Osborne and Melissa Greenberg.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the comedian. It's on, but anyways, come on down. It's for the Yellow Ribbon Foundation.
Temecula, yeah.
And Temecula is great.
It's going to be awesome.
Wine
great
country.
Place. Great city.
And please follow me on Instagram at Cato_Kalin, K-A-E-L-I-N. If you're listening in Cleveland, I'm there on Wednesday through Monday of next week. So that's the 1st, March 1st through the 5th. And wait, there's more. That's Wizard World Comic Con.
Oh, my God.
This other stuff. Oh, yeah. I just
you should do
really
the Long Beach Comic Con.
I did a Wizard World is the largest traveling one. We don't do California.
Oh,
uh-huh. We have Sacramento. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll be in Portland next week after that. So Cleveland. Wow. But, and I just booked a film, and I'll start shooting that in April also.
Yeah, so man.
We'll see. There's all, you know what? I'm knocking wood because it's so much. I got all these things that I can't talk about yet.
Nice. Yeah. And then you got the Keith Reza sitcom coming up.
Yeah, Keith, start writing it. People want to meet you.
And Alan Lee's thriller.
My thriller. My thriller.
Alan. Theo, you're going to.
Theo's going
to. Dude, you placed in the contest.
That's right.
I'm on my way. I'm actually going to be in Keith's sitcom too. So
you were in.
You guys are all in this thing, and even the guy that gave me the water out there.
Yeah. Sam, the director, he's like,
"Oh, Sam's the guy with the numbers
coming.
Up.
Yeah. He's coming. He's coming too.
Is Sam listening right now?
I think he gave up listening today. On the show. It was like two episodes in.
He gave me water, then he put his hand on my knee. Sam did. He put his hand on my knee and said, "You look so good in person." I hear the Brad. I hear sometimes not to get cocky. People go, "You kind of look like Brad Pitt with the glasses on." I go, "I'm Brad Pitt's brother. I'm armpit." I go. Quick imitation. This is Detective Benjamin Button. Detective Benjamin Button. I'm getting too young for this shit.
Oh, kiddo.
Right.
I love using that one. That's great.
You gotta use that. It's a Temecula.
Yes. I love that. Temecula. Brad Pitt. It's good reference, right?
Excellent. Oh, God. Thank you so much, Cato. That was awesome.
Thank you very much. Don't live with OJ anymore. I live behind Bill Cosby. Hey! That's my opening. Now that I'm telling you my jokes, he can throw a party. Hey, Bill, what'd you give these girls? They're everywhere. Stop it. You guys are great.
Fantastic. That was awesome.
It'll be great.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Follow Cato on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Cato.
What is it, Cato?
Cato K-A-T-O. _
_ Kalin.
Kalin.
K-A-E-L-I-N. Vowels are 250. Love it. Thanks so much. You got a great show.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Cato Kalin. Yes.
Awesome. And follow the show on iTunes and all that stuff. Rate and review us. We desperately need the 5 stars. And
take those 5 stars.
Yeah, and one more time for Cato, man.
Yes, sir. Cato Kalin.
All right, guys. Thanks, guys. That was awesome.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor.